It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, and I'm Dave Soap. Four things to know today. Intel Strategy, the AI PC, is not a spec, but a forecast of computing's AI-driven future. Know before, Solix, Raga AI, Salesforce, and Microsoft moves of note. PAX 8 in New Zealand, focusing on professional services and channel purity post-divestiture. And from speech assistance to hearing support, how tech is making strides in accessibility. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by Huntress. You want to focus on your clients and are always looking for ways to get more time. Use Huntress's fully managed cybersecurity platform to fight off cyber threats. Huntress is more than cybersecurity software for endpoints and identities. It's a 24/7 security operations center. It's security awareness training, community engagement, and dedicated partner support with an average CSAT score of 99.3%. Technology can only get you so far. Human expertise is what's needed to truly elevate and protect small businesses, and you get that with Huntress. Secure your clients and help them thrive with the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Visit huntress.com/MSP radio to find out more. So I have to lead off with a story from The Register. According to Intel's Senior Director of Technical Marketing, an AI PC is simply a PC that packs a GPU processor with a neural processing unit and can handle VNNI and DP4A instructions. Intel's current generation desktop processors, specifically the 14th Gen Core, meet these criteria. Intel does not consider AI PC to be a brand or a spec, but instead believes it represents what PCs will be like in the future. AI PCs are not required to run AI, but PCs without an NPU will perform slower. Why do we care? It didn't take long to determine that AI PC is a marketing term only. Is it a future standard? Perhaps. Most users will focus on what their machines can do, not the components. And this will simply be measured in how well does it run my AI applications, of which most AI will probably run in the cloud. Let's not get distracted, and more importantly, not distract customers. Let's run through some AI announcements. KnowBe4 has launched its AI-native platform, Ada, to enhance security measures and protect users from AI-based cyber attacks. Ada, A-I-D-A, automates the selection of security awareness training, providing personalized learning experiences to users. The technology was unveiled at KnowBe4's KB4Con and is expected to significantly improve defenses against various attacks as AI continues to be integrated into the company's operations. Solix, S-O-L-I-X, is developing AI assistants to help customers interact with their active and archived enterprise app data. The company, founded 22 years ago, focuses on enterprise information archiving and works with applications such as ERP, CRM, and mainframes. Solix ingests and archives older documents and data from these applications, serving global Fortune 2000 companies in the banking, insurance, and pharmaceutical industries. The company is profitable and has experienced significant revenue growth. Raga AI, R-A-G-A AI, has open access to AI testing by open sourcing it, allowing developers to road test their products and services in areas such as language models, natural language processing, and computer vision. The platform aims to prevent catastrophic AI failures by enabling developers to identify and correct errors before they cause significant problems. Salesforce has introduced Slack AI, a generative AI experience that enhances productivity within Slack. The new feature set includes AI-powered search, channel recaps, and thread summaries, making it easier for users to access information and foster innovation. Microsoft has introduced new AI capabilities in Teams Toolkit for Visual Studio, allowing developers to build, debug, and publish apps from Microsoft Teams. The latest version includes an AI bot template, Teams bot test tool, adaptive card previewer, code lens support in lifecycle steps, and direct access to documentation. Microsoft has changed its Copilot AI tool after a staff AI engineer raised concerns about the generation of violent images. Certain prompts and terms, such as pro-choice, pro-life, and 420, are now blocked. The tool also refuses to generate images of teenagers or kids playing assassins with assault rifles. Microsoft says it continuously monitors and strengthens safety filters to prevent system misuse. Why do we care? Sometimes it's just about keeping track of the options. That's this. AI security assistance, AI testing tools, AI productivity tools, bit of everything here. Your role increasingly will be filtering and applying the right tools to the right job. There are three pieces of interesting international news. Microsoft has partnered with various organizations in Singapore to drive AI adoption and skill sets among small and mid-sized businesses. The collaborations involve training SMBs in AI tools, integrating AI into the education curriculum, and developing industry-specific use cases for generative AI. The efforts aim to enhance productivity, boost operations, and establish an AI-first culture and ecosystem. Singapore's government has also allocated funds to accelerate AI development in the country. MSP 360 has announced its strategic expansion into Europe, the Middle East, and Africa through partnerships with local software resellers. It's part of MSP 360's global expansion strategy to provide cloud-based backup and IT management solutions to a wider audience in EMEA. PAX 8 has divested its New Zealand managed service provider business to the newly formed Umbrellar Technology Group, ensuring continuity of service and support for its direct clients. The agreement also establishes PAX 8 as the exclusive supplier for Umbrellar. PAX 8 plans to make its professional services globally available from the region and launch a New Zealand office. Why do we care? Most of my audience is US-based, but not entirely so. These are important in each region. That said, there's some US implications here. For PAX 8, they're divesting services businesses that they had previously acquired. Their goal, be pure channel. What this also tells me is they're filtering what they keep. They held on to the professional services component and divested the managed services component. Microsoft's investments gives insight into their market strategy. Invest in the local market, train, and drive adoption. There's a bit of tech for disabilities I wanted to cover. Microsoft is previewing a feature called Speak for Me at its Ability Summit, which will help those with ALS and other speech disabilities to communicate using custom neural voices. The company also highlights development in Azure AI, including AI-powered audio descriptions and updates to the Seeing AI tool. Additionally, Microsoft is introducing new accessibility schools for Copilot and publishing playbooks on topics like mental health support. And according to Bloomberg's Power On newsletter, a hearing aid mode will reportedly be introduced to AirPods Pro with the release of iOS 18. This feature aims to assist those who are hard of hearing. No specific details were provided. Previous studies have shown that AirPods Pro can be used as effectively as lower-priced hearing aids. The upcoming iOS 18 is expected to be a significant release for Apple, with potential advancements in AI and support for rich communication services, or RCS. Why do we care? It's healthcare angles to note. Apple is driving further into healthcare. So consider the fact that they can be disruptive to an industry that's typically not user-friendly. Ever tried to adjust hearing aids? Small, fiddly parts and knobs with a target audience potentially struggling with dexterity. Apply some user interface expertise and you have a winning combination. Microsoft, too, with eyes for applications in healthcare. It's a market ripe for some technology disruption, which is why we care. Hey, software vendors, interested in supporting the show and getting recognized in a simple way? Want to try out podcast recognition, but concerned about the budget? Want to support the community and get credit for it? Want critical link backs to your website? Want access to me for answering your questions? The Business of Tech now has a Patreon supporter option just for you. Sign up at patreon.com/MSPradio and get shout-outs on the live shows, recognition on the Business of Tech website, and access to me for your questions and answers about what's going on in the MSP space for your organization. It's easy to do. Just sign up at patreon.com slash MSB Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Good Samaritan Day. So make sure to take a moment to thank somebody, and if you can, do your own good deed. Have a question you want answered? We're taking listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@msbradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. If you missed today's, it'll drop on the podcast feed on the weekend. If you got a comment or a thought on a story, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit msbradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.